Blog Talk Radio. Are you on the line?
Hello, can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I appreciate Minister Sylvia. I'm going to ask her to pray for the program this morning, and then I'm going to also ask her to come back later on and pray for whatever the Lord has placed on our heart to pray. And I will be praying also this morning for a number of things. And if there's anyone on Blog Talk that would like to pray, finish our prayer, you just come on in and pray for whatever the Lord is giving you. Minister Sylvia, can you pray for the program this morning?
Father God, we thank you as we come to you all today, God. We come to you asking you, oh Lord, to please forgive us for every sin. God, open our hearts, open our mouths, open our minds. God, even open our hands to do what you have put in our hands to do. You said to be busy, God, about your business. You said to get busy about your business. You said to be busy about your business. And God, your business today, we're offering up prayer for those that need it and for this prayer line. God, we just ask you to just come in right now and let us know that you hear our prayers, oh God. God, quiet the noise down in our head, God. Quiet down the overthinking, God. Quiet it down, Lord, so that we can hear you. We can hear what needs to be done. We can hear what needs to be prayed. We can hear what you are saying concerning our ministry, our assignment, your plan. God, we just ask you to just go into every home of every listener in this broadcast, on this broadcast, assigned to this broadcast. God, we just ask you to go into every home and just open up a place in their hearts where they just receive what the word is coming to them by, who the word is coming to them by, and what the word is saying. God, we just ask you to open up our ears. Those that have ears, let them hear on today, God. Open up our ears, that those of us that have ears, let us listen on today, God. God, we just ask you right now for your mercy and your grace. We know it's new every morning. Quiet down the things that's going on in our heads, the noise, so that we may hear you on today, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
Amen. I have a few questions for you before we start off our prayer. Are you a person that we can count on that will tell us the truth in love and kindness? Or are you a critic and a person that's perceived as self-righteous? Do you tell us the truth as a helpful source of wisdom from God? Or are you a deflector or reflector instead of an empathizer? Are you suffering this morning from spiritual or physical pain? How many of you are always saying what you can't do when what you're really saying is what you won't do? Because we know that in and through Christ Jesus, who strengthened us, all things are possible. Well, I would ask that if any of those questions apply to you, that on this morning when we pray, you ask God to remove those stumbling blocks, those hindrances that will cause you not to be able to even pray with wisdom, tell the truth with wisdom, empathize wisdom. So this is a call to prayer that I received from God during this week. I did not know, I'm being honest with you, I did not know that I would receive a text talking about prayer this morning for someone in pain. I did not know that I would receive a text about someone that was experiencing liver failure on this morning. I did not know that someone would be crying out because they want to do right by God, but the person that they're with is refusing to do right. The song says, I do right, I do right. That's what the song says from this one group that sings it. Well, listen to this. This is something that God had me to write. Today is the 2nd of April, and on the 31st, says, please keep one another in your God-given prayers because you never truly really know what someone is actually dealing with or going through or if they are experiencing an overload of and with life or what appears to you and others to be the cares of life, life itself, death, losses, change, hardship, challenges, sicknesses, and more, or even when or where they're experiencing what they're experiencing. And then it says, but know in and with and through God, our Father and Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, going to be all right. So pray for real. See, early during this week, God let me know to remind everybody to pray. And then about 19 hours ago, he had me to write, yes, Lord, again and again. I can't and I won't stop giving you all the glory, all the praise, and all the cares that are and were here, there, to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south, in the middle of all. Because, Father God, you are my center. You are my everything. Because it says, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10th chapter, 31st verse. And then Minister Sylvia had sent me this thing from Pastor Yates that says he's going to do just what he said. He said, though the vision tarry, God's going to do just what he says. How many of you know that even Zacardia Cortez says, you don't know? And that's right. We don't know people are experiencing. We don't know what people are going through. And yet God allowed me to put a baby, a little baby, on Facebook that was talking so clearly. She says, baby girl. She said, mama. I mean, everything she said was clear. So my prayer this morning, as we even pray for those experiencing domestic violence, because so many are experiencing domestic violence spiritually, and they're yet unaware. Have you seen people in relationships that are in abusive relationships where the person talks to them just any kind of way? That's domestic violence. Have you seen people, I've oftentimes heard my sister and others talk about how people would talk to them one way, but they would talk to others another way, people that they love, domestic violence. Well, first of all, I want to thank Pastor Linda, Sister Minister Carmelita, and Pastor Aziza prayer and their prayer lines that they've had going on for many years. And then after I say these few things, I'm going to turn it over to Minister Sylvia for her to pray for whatever God has given her, and then I'll come back and pray. And what I want to share is that God has always told us to pray without ceasing. God has always told us that the fervent, the earnest prayers of the righteous availeth much. God's scripture even highlights and emphasizes this. And even 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land, the land of their minds, the lands in their heart, the lands of their bodies, the lands of their homes, the lands of their assets and liabilities, their lands of their finances. Because, see, when I was notified this morning that one of our fellow ministers was in pain, and when I was notified that a fellow minister all the way in North Carolina was suffering from liver failure, and when I was notified about the people that are experiencing heartbreaks and losses and disappointments and more, I realized that many of us are in fear. Many of us are dismayed. Many of us need to be strengthened and refueled and revived. Many of us need to call for the elders. Many of us need to uphold the right hand and say to God, God, we want to enjoy good health. God, we want to have souls that are in well, they're in well with you, God. They're doing right in you, God. We want to say heal us, Lord. We want to say save us, Lord. We want to say touch this person and touch that person. We want to say we want to praise you, God. We want to give you all the glory. We're asking you for restoration, for health, and the healing of every wound, those that are seen and unseen. We want you to remember that even Jesus, when he first healed the paralytic, that they let him down through the roof. It was such a crowd, but they couldn't get to him. They found a way to get to Jesus for healing. For healing from death, from loss, from whatever, wherever you're experiencing. We're opening up the roof and we're letting you down so that you can get in the presence of God. We're paddling through the rivers and the oceans so that we can get you to God. We're going down the mountains and climbing up the mountains to get you to God. We're going to the valleys to get you to God. We're crying out in the heavenlies to get you to God. This morning, if we don't call out your name, just know that we're still trying to get you before the mess. We're still trying to get you to God. We're still trying to get you to healing and to wholeness, and we're right there with you because we need it too. My God. Minister Sylvia, are you available for prayer?
Yes, ma'am. I want to start off by saying, open the eyes to my heart, Lord. Open the eyes to my heart that I may hear you, that I may hear you. Open the eyes to my heart, Lord. Open the eyes to my heart that I may hear you. I wanted to start off with that because as the apostle was speaking, God just started to say, open the eyes to your heart. I pray that we allow God to open the eyes to our heart. I pray that we stand in Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law does we meditate day and night. We shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatherso he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. God, we pray this prayer, and we ask you, oh God, to just touch us, God. Teach us how to pray when we're called upon. Teach us how to pray just because you told us to pray. God, teach us how to understand that prayer changes things. God, take us back to the time that the saints would get together and pray for the sick, for the weak, for the abused, for the neglected. God, we just ask you on today, God, take us to the place that in the time and season that we're living in, we know those that we labor among, God. Teach us how to open our mouths and say what you say. Teach us, God, teach me how to learn that the enemy sneaks in like a thief. Enemy job is to kill, steal, and destroy. God, teach us how to always be in line with your word. Teach me, O Lord. I'm going to make it personal. Teach me, O Lord, not to complain, but to keep saying, God, I trust you. God, give us a spirit of discernment to see when the enemy is trying to sneak up on us. Send situations, whether it's bill collectors, whether it's insurance providers, whether it's family members, or anything, God. Teach us how to say before anything, the glory be to God. The glory be to God concerning these matters. Even when our bodies are not lining up with what we're saying, God, we know that your word will. Teach us how to stand firmly. Teach us how to stand strong and say, God, delay don't mean deny. No matter what I'm going through, God, I'm going to wait on you, oh Lord. I'm going to wait on my change that you send. I'm going to wait on my deliverance that you send. I'm going to wait on my breakthrough that you send. I'm going to wait on my deliverance that you send. God, I'm going to wait on you concerning every matter in my life so that my complaining will stop being complaining and I will just stand in the word and the way and the wisdom of God is doing a complete thing in me. God, teach us how to wait on your completion. God, when we don't know what to pray, God, teach us how to just moan. Teach us how to just weep. Teach us how to just cry out and just say, God, 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 Lord, 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 I'm waiting on you. I depend on you, God. God, whenever the enemy comes in and we call out, we can trust and agree that God said if one or two touch and agree, he'll be in the midst. God, we're calling out on today, God, for many. We're calling out on today, God, for ourselves. We're calling out on today, God, knowing that our prayer will be heard. God, we're laying at the altar. We're kneeling at the altar, God. We're sitting at the altar, God. We're waiting at the altar, God, for our change, God. On today, oh Lord, the second day of the month of April, God, this is the month we celebrate the resurrection of you, oh Lord. God, teach us how to be resurrected in you. Teach us how to want to say, Father God, help us, oh Lord. Teach us how to love what you love, hate what you hate. Teach us how to come to you saying, Father, I know someone is in need, God. Putting aside all of the things that I'm wanting, worrying about, wanting, thinking about, needing. But God, right now, I'm coming to you asking you to go into every hospital room, every bedroom, every living room, every dining room, every room in the house. Go into the car, God. Go into the homeless places, oh Lord. Touch, 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 touch. Deliver, deliver, deliver. Heal, heal, heal. Those that woke up this morning, God, hearing what they heard from you in their dreams, hearing what they heard from you just talking to you, God. Send your word by strangers. Send your word by family. Send your word by friends, God. Send your word, God. Even if it's just a piece of paper, somebody looked up on the wall or looked on the floor and saw. Send your word, oh God. Open the eyes to our heart, Lord. Open the eyes to our heart, Lord, that we may hear you. We may see you, O God. God, don't let us stay in this place. Give us a desire to want to hear from you. Give us a desire to want to serve you. Give us a desire to return back to you, O Lord. God, forgive us for the complaining of what we can't do when your word tells us from Genesis to Revelation, all things are possible if we stand and trust and believe in your word, believe in you, O God. You said heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will live forever, O God. So no matter what we're going through, no matter what we've lost, no matter what we think we've lost, no matter what it looked like, no matter what it sounded like, no matter what it spelled like, God, we can trust you. We're standing on your word, God. We're standing on your will, God. God, give us even in our hearts, if you don't, we'll know you able. God, teach us how the fault don't lie in you. The fault lies in us with our lack of belief, God. Teach us how not to say why God is doing this and why God is allowing this. God, teach us how to invite you in before God, so that your peace will abide in us, oh God, over our life, God. We apply your blood over our life, oh Lord. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your correction. We thank you for your assignment. We thank you for your notification. We thank you for letting us hear what you're saying to us, oh God. Let this prayer we all pray today be planted in our heart, be planted in our spirit. Let us hide it in our heart so that we don't sin against you from this point forward. Everything we say is the glory be to God. Because of God, God, we want to do your will. We want to send your prayers up to heaven as a group. If one or two join together, we're asking for more. Don't just sit by, God. Teach us how not to sit by. Teach us how to pray for others. Don't wait till we need it. And all of a sudden we have an emergency. Let us see to the will of the prayer that is required for others to be healed, to be delivered, to get a breakthrough. For those that's in a house or home or business or wherever they're at, they may be the only part of Christ someone see. God, teach us how to stay focused, stay on assignment, because everything that we do, everything that has been sent our way, God, is by your plan. You make no mistakes. It's for a reason. You take the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. We ask you, O Lord, to only do what you want to do and let it be willed in us, O God. God, we ask you for Smile 3 ministry team to be blessed, to be healed, to be delivered, and to stay on assignment. God, we just thank you right now. We ask you for these things, and for these things we ask. We trust you, O God, and before we take it away or take it back, we'll add more to it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We agree with everything that Minister Sylvia has already prayed. Father God, I call out the name of Milton. I call out the name of Margo. I call out the name of Renee. I call out the name of Cheryl. I call out the name of Pastor Linda. I call out the name of Sandy. I call out the name of Sister Lynch and her whole family. I call out the name of Cecilia. I call out the name of the Holloways. I call out the Kaisers and the Seaberries. I call out Sheila's whole family. I call out Minnie and her whole family. I call out all DNA families, both spiritually and physically. God, I call out love, agape love, which is your kind of love, is unconditional. It's your love that you have for the human race. I call out the balance of Eros love, which is the romantic love, the sensual love. Put it in its place. Put it in the covenant of marriage. I call out Stroge love, which is the love for our family, God. Teach us how to handle our family members. Teach us how to speak to our family members. Teach us about our very tone with family members. Teach us, God, how to honor our family members and not try to control them. Teach us, God, how to love them and love them for who you've made them to be, not who we may want them to be. Teach us, God, about brotherly love, how to be the friends to our friends, how to be examples to those that we're to be examples to. Teach us, God, how to love you no matter what your color, no matter what your gender, no matter what your even affiliation in your lifestyle. But, God, that we will love everyone the way you love them. God, release love, 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 love in the atmosphere. Release healing, 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 and wholeness in the atmosphere, both the cosmos and on this earth. Release empathy, 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 God, where it belongs and the balance of it. Release loving kindness, God. Release your wisdom. Release the thanksgiving and gratefulness for promotions and expansion and expansion and expansion in the ministries in Smile 3E and the individual ministries, expansion, expansion. Heal what needs to be healed so that they can do what they need to do for your calling, for your choosing, for your sending. God, we ask you to obliterate and annihilate the pandemics and the epidemics that are trying to destroy your spiritual and physical expansion. God, we ask you for those things that have come to be like wizards and witches and spells and evils that are small as a bee sting or small as an insect bite or venomous as a snake, whether it's spiritually or naturally. Those bites, God, get them. Everything is like a boil or an ulcer that's trying to come in and take over someone's skin. My God, their feet. My God, their hands, sores wherever they are, wounds, bruises wherever they are, heal, heal, heal in the name of Jesus. Give them the wisdom to take the medicine that needs to be taken or even create the ointments that needs to be used, use the soaps and the various antiseptics, whatever needs to be done, God. In the name of Jesus. But we know that it's coming, as Minister Sylvia already prayed to kill and to steal but to destroy. But we know that you have come so that we can have life in that more abundantly, even in our organism, even in our digestive system, our respiratory system, our muscular skeletal system, our cardiovascular system, our reproductive systems, every organ, every cavity. Every blood vessel, heal, heal, heal. Open them up in the name of Jesus. Open them up in the name of Jesus. The declogging, the scarring, open it up in the name of Jesus. Open it up in the name of Jesus. Every vessel to their brain, open it up in the name of Jesus. Every vessel to their lungs, open it up in the name of Jesus. Every vessel to their hearts, open it up. In the name of Jesus, every vessel to their eyes, open it up in the name of Jesus. Open it up, God. In the name of Jesus, even for those that would have Crohn's or polyps or diarrhea or constipation or digestive disorder such as IBS, whatever it is, open it up in the name of Jesus so that it will be clear and it will be balanced. In the name of Jesus, let everything that we eat or drink, God, not be harmful to us, but it be nutritional, God, the nutrients that we need. Cause our pancreas our kidneys and our livers operate in the way that you created them, every muscle, every ligament, yes, God, every tissue, every atom, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for them operating in the way that you created them to hope and operate. Open up the ears of the deaf. Open up the mouths and the tongue of the dumb and the mute. Open the eyes of those that are spiritually or naturally blind to what you want us to see. Loose the tongues of your people so that they can sing the songs of Zion, my God. Loose them like the waters and the oceans and the seas and the streams. Even if it would appear that they're in a desert, in a dry place, in a dark place, open them up in the name of Jesus, just as you did in the book of Isaiah, just as you did in the book of Matthew, the multitudes. Open up the tongues of your people so that they can speak in tongue and be strengthened. Open them up in the name of Jesus. All of those who the devil has blinded, all of those who the devil has caused there to be problems with their hearing, God, in the name of Jesus, make their eyes where they can see clearly, not in a blurred way, but they can see clearly all the static, all the stuttering. Go in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every foul, deaf, and dumb spirit that would try to cause them not to be able to see, to hear, or to speak. Go in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of epilepsy or seizures, lunatic spirits, go in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of palsy or torment, go in the name of Jesus. Every diverse disease, go in the name of Jesus. According to your word in Matthew's, according to your word, God, let these tongues fall like fire from heaven, my God. Let the water run freely, God, like the fountains of living water. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you that multitudes will testify on today and in the coming months and years about how they were delivered and set free for the millions and the trillions of people that are praying, God, on one accord, according to your will, according to your way, according to your thoughts. Somebody's going through spiritual and natural warfare right now in the name of Jesus. That gang war ended in the name of Jesus. Bring peace. Bring unity in the name of Jesus. Every chemical, every biological thing that will cause someone to have a fever in the spirit realm, God. There are people that are having fevers of road rage, my God. Fevers of competition in the name of Jesus. End them in the name of Jesus. Blood disorders, end them in the name of Jesus. Let the saints lay on hands of their loved ones and even of those that are strangers so that they can be healed, delivered, and set free. God, there's many suffering from insomnia, physically, emotionally, mentally. My God, they're lame in the spirit, God. From fatigue, God, Abba, say, they're having blemishes in the spirit realm. Heal them, God. Deliver them. Set them free, God. They're lame like Mosephathat, God. But heal them, God. Don't be lame. Mosephathat. The spirit of Mosita, get it at the root in the name of Jesus. God, send their David. Send their King David to rescue them in the name of Jesus. And let them give you all of the glory and all the praise so that they can walk again. They don't just need your favor, God, but they will walk again. They will see clearly again. They will be healed again. Every leper be cleansed. Every deaf person hear. Every spiritually dead person live, 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 and declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everything that someone will call ugly, make it beautiful in your eyes and in our eyes. There's beauty at the gate. That woman that's wound, her wound is barren. Life, live, live, live. That man caused those things that are within him, whether it's his breath, his sperm, whatever it is, to cause life. In the name of Jesus, we speak death to that crippling spirit. Oh, my God. Impotent spirit, go in the name of Jesus. That skin disease such as leprosy, scabs, blisters, pustules, go in the name of Jesus. That dryness of skin, go in the name of Jesus. That rash, go in the name of Jesus. Those hives, go in the name of Jesus. And make their skin as smooth and as beautiful as baby skin. In the name of Jesus, every palsy, you've got to go. Cause that face to straighten out. Those signs and symptoms of a stroke, go in the name of Jesus. Those bed ulcers, go in the name of Jesus. Every unclean spirit, go in the name of Jesus. Be healed, be healed, be healed. Be set free. There are strokes going on, not just from depletion of oxygen, God, but there's people that are having sunstroke. Thirst strokes. They're having strokes from lack of water. They're having strokes from lack of spiritual guidance. They're having strokes from lack of wisdom. They're having strokes from lack of righteousness, God. They're suffering for their lack of righteousness. God, even those that are sick unto death as King Hezekiah was in 2 Kings, but you gave him 10 more years when the prophet Isaiah came to him. God, send your prophets on today. We thank you for the prophets that are praying today. We thank you that even in the book of Daniel, when Daniel fainted because he was sick for a certain amount of days, God, astonish the people with how you're giving them healing, wholeness, clarity and vision as they go about their Father's business. Help us to be about our Father's business. Help us to be about kingdom business in the name of Jesus. Lazarus, get up. Jesus is calling your name. There's some Lazarus in the spirit that have died. But in the natural, you shall live and not die and declare, yes, the gospel of Jesus Christ. For you are our fellow laborers. You are our fellow soldiers. You are our fellow ministers. You are our fellow messengers. For all that are heavy, no more heaviness. For all that are sorrowful, no more sorrow. Recover, recover, recover. Recover all in your finances. Recover all in your mental capacities and faculties. Recover all in your grace that God has given you. Recover all so that you won't be worrying in your mind, but you'll be praying and praising God. Recover all, let the healing flow, 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 like the oil that was on Aaron's beard. Flow, 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 like the streams of living water. Flow, flow, flow. Let the Holy Spirit of God flow and God be glorified. Be healed, be healed, be healed, be touched. As we're touching the hem of his garment. In the name of Jesus, we're healing from every wound known and unknown. Yes, from every hurt known and unknown. From every sickness, from every disease known and unknown. The pains, the fears, go in the name of Jesus. Be set free. God, I call out a special prayer for Minister Margo on today. That any and every pain, go in the name of Jesus. Any fever, go in the name of Jesus. Whatever is causing it, God, open the eyes of the doctors that have been spiritually blinded by the enemy of her source of pain. Get it. Some of it's known and some of it's unknown. From her head to her toe, heal, deliver, set free. As Minister Sylvia has already prayed, open the eyes of the heart of the doctors. Open the eyes of the hearts of those that are assisting the doctors. Open the eyes of even Minister Margot that she would even be able to pray and you would cause the revelation of what needs to go and what needs to be sown in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. I hear you, God. Witchcraft, go in the name of Jesus. Organizational, industrial, governmental, federal witchcraft, go in the name of Jesus. Let us operate in the spirit of God instead of the spirit of witchcraft controlling. Spirit, go in the name of Jesus. For even God doesn't handle us like we're robots, but he gives us the free will to do what we need to do, how we need to do it, in the name of Jesus. Domestic violence, go. Go in the name of Jesus. Preaching and teaching our agendas instead of the gospel. Go in the name of Jesus. God, we're preaching and we're teaching all type of stuff. But Jesus, talking about all types of stuff. But Jesus, we're praying all types of stuff. But Jesus, we're meditating on all types of stuff, but Jesus, forgive us, God. We repent. It's more than about Easter. It's more than about Christmas. It's about Jesus. He's the one way. He's the truth and the life. Jesus, we're singing about this and that, but Jesus, us in a place that all we want to talk about is Jesus. Minister Sylvia prayed about the counsel of the foolish. But God, that's where the enemy has us fooled, God. He has us seeking the counsel of the foolish instead of Jesus. Your word from Genesis to Revelation. Your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us. Father, we repent. And we thank you for the restoration. We thank you for the revival. We thank you for the renewing of our strength. For we shall be healed. And we are healed. And we are whole. And we are on a straight and narrow path that is directed by Jesus, who is the Word made flesh, and your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Is there anyone else that would like to pray at this time? Program back over to you, Minister.
Father God, we thank you for the word on today. We thank you for the prayer on today. God, we thank you that even that someone is going through, they reached out because they knew that this prayer line, this ministry line, the associates with this ministry, Smile 3ER, Sharpness Your Eyes, can get prayers through. They know that we believe in what we pray. They know we believe in who we pray to. God, we just want to say we thank you for the opportunity to stand before you in the gap for someone else. God, we just thank you for sending your confirmation to us through others that request prayer to let us know that the life we live, it reflects you. God, we know we are living epistles of your word, of you, O God. We thank you for the confirmation that even when we get in a place of complaining, we still have to be aware someone's watching. Someone's depending. Someone knows that we do live the life we're preaching about, we're praying about, we're saying who we trust, to not just give up a willy-nilly prayer, to not just give a prayer out that's ritual, something to do, something to say. As Apostle always say, it sounds like a good idea. But, God, we go into the realm of the spirit realm and ask you, God, what do I need to pray for? How do I need to pray concerning this matter? What do I need to say, oh, God? When I open my mouth, Lord, let your word come out. Let my intraman pray through me for the situation. God, we trust you. We trust you, oh God. We thank you for your word. In John 1:1, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. God, as the woman of God prayed, we ask you to allow the light to shine in the darkness, because we know the darkness comprehended not. God, we trust your word. We trust your word, and we're standing on your word today. Let every prayer be that was prayed go forth. Let every prayer that was prayed be received. Let every name that was called be healed, be delivered by your word. The prayers were sent with the documentation of your word. The prayers were sent up from our hearts, oh God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank everyone that listened in on today. We thank everyone that wanted to pray. We thank everyone that needed prayer, that was listening in, to just stay in place before God, stay in his will. If you have not repented on today, ask God to be your Lord and Savior. Tell him you believe that he died on the cross for you and that he rose again. Ask him to forgive every sin. And tell him if he be your God, you will be his people. Trust in him day and out, day in and in. Trust in him. Be like a tree planted by the rivers. put your roots into the Word of God. God, we thank you for this Sunday morning ministry at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. God, we thank you. She will be back here next Sunday also, if you would love to tune in again. Thank you, thank you. If you come back tomorrow night, it's Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Dr. Serena Wright. She will be our minister for tomorrow night. And next Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, will be your minister for that night. We are all ministering under the banner of Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Radio, and most of the time we're doing Facebook Live. We just want to thank you all for taking the time out to touch and agree and know that God is God, and there's nothing we can do about it except praise him, glorify him, and give him all the glory. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And before we leave on this morning, we would like to say, please trust God. Please redirect your words. When we were young, we used to say a little thing like, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt. Yes, they will. You speak healing. You speak hurtful words. You speak deliverance. You speak harmful words. Your tongue is a magical weapon. Watch how you use it. Give it to God. Trust God with your tongue. And allow the words that come out of your mouth to be words that the Word of God has put in you. I'm going to see if the apostle have any last remarks, but don't forget, your words is powerful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I just want to say pray, 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 and pray what God gives you to pray. His word, as Minister Sylvia said, the Word of God says, his word shall not return unto him void. So when we pray his word, we pray that. And as she also said, the thing about sticks and stones, well, words will never hurt. Words are what God said they are. The word is Jesus made flesh. So that tells you how powerful the word is. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.